couple of things. We have hospitality after Mass this evening with pizza over in St. Joseph Hall. So there'll be opportunity to sign up for helping at the Oktoberfest. We're already getting to that time. And since we do have Mike Beck in this choir loft, what about him? There was a steward on an Irish cruise ship, and the captain called him and said, "Now, the passenger in him at sea, so that we don't upset the rest of the passengers." So he says yes, and he goes back and comes back about 2 hours later, and he's obviously been in a fight. He says, "What happened?" So, "Well, I went down to cabins 366 to bury the fellow, and they managed to bury him at sea. But he kept saying he wasn't dead. But, you know, he was from Cork. You know what liars they are." That's it. For those of you, any of you have relatives from County Cork, I take that back. In spite of the story and the fellow not being dead, Lazarus, in fact, is dead. In today's gospel, we fulfill very practically what Ezekiel says: "I will open your graves and have you rise from them." Calls us and to remind us of his power as God. And one of the things that really struck me today was that there's a lot of second guessing when he says that he's going to go back to Jerusalem, Judea. His apostles say, "Well, they're just trying to stone you." He just puts that away. He said, "Well, I'm going back to wake Lazarus." "Well, if he's sleeping, it's..." And the first thing Martha says is, "If you'd been here, he wouldn't have died." She was upset with him. And then he says, "Your brother will rise." He says, "Yeah, I know, the resurrection of the last day." And he says, "No," Jesus says, "the life. Don't you believe that?" And she does. And then Mary comes, and again, the same thing. "If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." And Jesus, seeing her weeping and the people with her weeping, he also, as he loved Martha and Mary, as he loved his apostles, as he loved one of us. And so he could have real grief, even though he knew what he was going to do. So he goes to the tomb, and says, "Roll back the stone." He says, no. And Jesus knows what he's doing. And he goes, they roll the stone back, and he calls Lazarus, and he comes out. It's a miracle. One who's been dead 4 days comes back to life by God's grace, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. This calls to mind is the fact that we second-guess Jesus a lot. Many of us do. We ask him to fulfill a particular prayer, and we tell Jesus, "Well, do it this way and at this time," and so forth. He wants us to surrender our wills to his, just as he has told Martha, "Wait a second, to me, I am the resurrection and the life." We have to listen to Jesus. We have to ask God for the grace to understand and not to try and second guess him. He loves each one of us, and he wants us to understand. So we can ask him for things, but we also have to say, "Thy will be done." As Jesus himself said in the garden before his death, "Let this be." We have to ask God for the grace to surrender to his will. That means we have to turn away from those things that keep us from him. We have to ask God for the grace of understanding that even though we don't understand all the details, so that when he calls us at the end of our lives, when we come to the beginning of eternal life in its fullness, we may understand that all the things we worried about are gone, and that all that Jesus has done for us and for the best. So let us surrender ourselves today in a particular way to asking God for the grace of understanding his will, that we may do his will, not our own, and to ask him for all that we need in accordance with his will.